business. He used to have four trains a day here. The engineer and his crew stayed in Cutler. Well, way back, when I was a boy, the train crew stayed here and go up to Cutler 22 miles on Central Georgia and then come back that afternoon. And then in the last few years, this place this line operated, it stayed in Cutler. The engineer and fireman stayed in there, and they used their engine as a switch trace. GF&A, this GF&A crosses the central at Cutler up there. GF&A running north and south, and used to have four trains going through Cutler, passenger trains. But there's not a passenger train through there. The trail string is still there for freight. But this is just a spur track, 22 miles from Cutler down here.
Is it still all freight?
No. It hasn't operated in, 10, 12 years.
That's long.
The track is even, the right-of-way is even grown up in bushes. It hasn't operated in 10 years. Very fortunately, when they built this dam here, just did squeeze by, hauling all that stuff here. See, a lot of times why. The train would come down just a carload of slag, train load of slag, 12, 15 flat cars, cars with a slag, rock, something like that. But they just did get this dam built before they closed out. It doesn't pay. This train here now doesn't pay. Well, no use in these big long trucks that takes up, instead of, you can haul cotton down near the depot and ship it by the rail. But now you can back a truck in here and put 55 or 60 bales of cotton on it, and deliver it right in Macon or Atlanta or Columbus, wherever you want it, within 4 or 5 hours you can deliver it. Doing that, all that extra expense of switching around. And this train just went out of business. Used to have four passenger trains a day here, and a lot of freight come here. We have a great advantage here of freight rates on account of this river. You see, there used to be boats run up and down this river from Columbus to Apalachicola. And there was four boats on the river. Let me see, M.W. Kelly, W.C. Bradley, three states and Queen City. There's four regular. And then Guyana time, paperwork.
How many years ago was that?
That's been 35, 40 years ago. Uh-huh. 35 at least. Uh-huh. Possibly longer. And in the Guyana time, all these big plantations up and down the river had a landing. Up and down the river, down here. And there used to be two Guyana factories here, the Southern Cotton Oil Company and the Fort Gaines Fertilizer Way. And in Guyana time, we called it. There was a little boat here, just didn't haul anything but freight. Carry Guyana fertilizer down in Florida, you see. Hauled it down there, and all these big plantations, as I tell you, had landings on the river, what you see, down on the river, and they'd be bringing down a lot of freight from Columbus or something like that, or possibly this Guyana boat would have a lot of fertilizer stopping all along the river, you see. They'd blow and they'd know that the fertilizer had something there on that landing.
That's where the railroads cut their rates?
Oh, yes. Now, Dawson, Cuthbert, 22 miles from here, and Cuthbert's just 24 miles from Cuthbert, on up all on the central. Well, I've seen them bring, on account of, you're shipping something out of Chicago, you get a cheaper rate to ship it to Fort Gaines than you could to Dawson up here. They ship it down here and then one load to ship it right back to Dawson, what you see, 24 miles back to Cuthbert and Dawson on that cheap rate.
Compete with the boats.
Yes, on account of it's in competition with the steamboats, you see. Fort Gaines had the cheapest rate of anybody in any place around here, and you fall, of course, all the town on the river.